Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory, 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 glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord and we give Him praise and give Him glory. We give Him all the honor. Our God is worthy to be praised. There is no one like Him. Today we are in part 4 of calling things that are not as though they are. We bless the Lord and we give Him praise. I recognize everybody that is here. Calling things that are not as though they are in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our God is worthy to be praised and worthy to be glorified. So if you are here today, it's a joy to see you. And I am so much honored to have you around. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord sustain you. May the Lord fill His hands with His power and His glory. And it's anointing in the name of Jesus. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready. Get yourself ready. We bless your name and we magnify you. We exalt the Lord and we praise Him. For He is worthy to be praised and He is worthy to be glorified today. We're going to talk about calling things that are not. What are some of the things that you're looking for in your life? Glory be to God. That is what we're going to talk about. Somebody says, I need this. I need this. I need this. I need this. I need this, I need this, I need this. Now, those are the things that you need, but you don't get them. And you run, 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 you push, 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 you fight, 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 fight. But there are spiritual principles that are there, that are meant to guide you and to direct you. And when you believe it and accept it, two keywords. When you believe it and accept it, then God will let you have it. But you need to believe it and then accept it and then release. Step number 3, you release your faith. So number 1, believe. Number 2, accept. Number 3, I just can write it down for us. Number 1 is believe. Number 2 is accept. Number 3 is faith. Glory be to God. Amen. We bless the Lord and we give Him praise. We magnify Him and we exalt Him. Our God is worthy to be praised. And good. Use that as the point. Let me use that to explain to them. Believe, accept, faith. And then the 4th one is movement. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord and we give Him praise. I'm so thankful to God. It's not funny. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord and we give Him praise. And we give Him all the glory. Isaac is very busy right now, but Isaac has made a big mistake. I'm not telling him right now. I'm enjoying the mistake. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Yes, our God is worthy to be praised. I don't know why, but I'm so excited. I'm so happy, happy, happy. I'm very thankful. Very, very happy and very, very thankful. Calling things that are not, my God. Father, I give you praise. Calling things that are not. Calling things that are not. Calling things that are not. You are calling forth. You are prophesying. You are decreeing. Oh my God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord and we give Him praise and we give Him all the glory. If anybody missed today, if you missed today, you definitely, I guarantee you, 2025, you will not see your way. Like I said, this month is so unique. This month is so unique in the spirit realm that what I'm teaching, the big guys can't even teach it. I'm telling you, those big guys that you guys are know, they can't even teach what I'm about to teach you today because I'm hearing direct from heaven. I'm hearing direct from God. I'm waiting for Isaac to put them together. Glory be to God. What's that? Okay, the first one is believe, accept, faith. Movement. The next one is authority. Glory be to God. Authority. Yeah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I'm descending direct. I'm hearing God speak. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I bless the Lord and I give Him praise. If you want a breakthrough, this month is your month of breakthrough. Oh, Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you glory. Father, I give you all the honor. Father, I give you all the adoration. You are worthy to be praised. You are worthy. Number one is believe. Believe, believe. Call things that are not as though they are. First one, man, so be excited. This is your week, man. This is your month. Glory be to God. Anyone that is smart, you will latch on. You will go back to my videos and listen to all my YouTube channel on the month of May. You go systematically and listen, calling for those things that are not as though they are. What is the first step to command things that you're looking for, even though you don't have them right now? See, sometimes you want to get married, but you haven't got a wife. You want to get married, but you can't find a husband. You want to leave Nigeria, but you don't know where to get the money, the passport, the immigration visa, and you don't know what to do. And all of this is pushing you. But I'm going to show you the recipe. I'm going to show you the steps. Maybe I need to turn my book, calling those things that are not. Oh my God, Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you praise. Moses, I'm so happy you are here. Glory be to God. Don't forget to share. Before we start, do not forget to share and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Glory be to God. Make sure you connect with me to my YouTube channel, Moses, so that you get blessed. Nadia, I'm so excited that you are here. I haven't forgotten you and Charmaine. Remember, I haven't forgotten you and Charmaine. Glory be to God. We'll bless the Lord and we'll give him praise and we'll give him all the glory. Calling those things that are not as though they are. Glory be to God. Step number one is believe. Believe. You believe. You believe. You believe that God has given you what you are looking for already. Listen. Listen. Already. God has given you what you are looking for already. Step number one. God has given you what you're looking for already. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your name and I give you praise and I thank you that you have already given me what I'm looking for. And I receive it with glory. Number seven is receive. And I receive it with glory and honor. Isaac, number seven is receive. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I'm doing a straight download, Nadia. I don't have no book. I have no book. I just rushed down to the studio, so I don't have no book to look inside, and I haven't studied this. I'm hearing direct from heaven, and I'm showing it and teaching you. If you are smart, if you want to be successful, you go back to my YouTube channel and listen to this message again. Glory be to God. You see, what you're looking for, step number one, is to believe. Believe that God has already given it to you. Number eight, Isaac, alignment. You see that? I'm hearing God. I'm just hearing God speaking. Number eight is alignment. Glory be to God. You see, your destiny is already crafted by God. For you, you are here. And God said you will become like this. Because God said you will become like this, he has already given you all the ingredients that will allow you to become like this. The question is, you don't see it. Number eight, witness. You don't see it. And because you don't see it, doubt creeping. And you don't believe. And then you keep on wondering. Nadia, you could get everything that you want. Glory be to God. 2025. In the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Nadia, keep praying. Charmaine, keep praying for me so I can send the items to you guys. Okay? You need it. Glory be to God. Our God is worthy to be praised. Number one, believe. What is number two, Isaac? Show us number two. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord. Number two is accept what God has given you. What God has already given it to you. You must accept what God has already given to you. You must accept what God has already given to you. For example, you want to get pregnant and the doctor says that your womb is not lining up the way it must line up. But if you follow what I'm teaching you, you could get pregnant 100%. You could get pregnant before end of this year. 100%. I guarantee it. Did you hear that? I guarantee it. Oh yes. I guarantee it. Glory be to God. I guarantee it. Moses, you want to live in Nigeria? Believe you me, Moses. I'm going to tell you, Moses, in Nigeria. Let me tell you, brother. If you go back and go to step one, believe what God has given to you. And then number two, accept that God has given to you what you are looking for. Oh my God. I wish somebody would say amen to this. Father, I give you praise and I give you glory. Now, this is a prophetic word I'm hearing God. God is saying, tell everybody, why do you doubt my children? Why do you doubt my integrity, says the Lord? Why do you doubt my integrity, says the Lord? Why do you think that I am incapable of meeting your need, says the Lord? Why do you think that my hands are so short that I will not be able to rescue you, says the Lord? For how many times should I prove myself to you for you to know that I am God? For is there any other God beside me, says the Lord? And could anything that you have ever desired in your life be away from my presence, says the Lord? For do I not see everything? And do I not witness everything? What is hidden from my sight, says the Lord? My children, for you have done what is called unbelief, says the Lord. Glory be to God. Moses, before ending of August, you can leave Nigeria 100%. I prophesied in the name of Jesus. So before ending of August, you could get exactly 100% what you're looking for. If you follow this step, in the name of Jesus, glory. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Calling things that are not as though they are, glory be to God. Step number two, the same Bible verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 28. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 28, glory be to God. God chooses the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are. God is saying to you that even though what you're looking for, it's not what is applicable, but if you believe in me, then the things that you are looking for, even though it is not here right now, I will command you to call them in, to call them in. Isaac number 8 is decreed. Number 10 is prophetic. I will call them in the name of Jesus. I will command you to call them in. What are you looking for, Nadia? Nadia 2025. What Nadia, do an audio. Nadia, get your phone, record private, send to me on WhatsApp. Let me hear, what are you looking for? And I will agree with you. We'll pray. You see, this is, thank you, Jamie, for showing to everybody. Glory be to God. You see, God is saying, if you will accept me, God, as sovereign, then you can command what you're looking for. Then you can command what you're looking for. Then you can command what you're looking for. But the question is, do you accept God as sovereign over your life? Do you accept God as sovereign over your life? Do you command God? Do you accept that God is the overall decision maker in life? Yes or no? Father God, I lift my hands before you today in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking Holy Spirit, anyone that is here, that will allow this message to go into his or her heart. And I apply them. Lord, I thank you. The door is open for them in the name of Jesus. Amen. Number three. Glory be to God. Number three. Glory be to God. Faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Something that you haven't seen. Do you have faith to believe that God is able to give you what you're looking for? Yes or no? And don't just tell me yes. And then when you pray, you don't get answers. Glory be to God. Father God, we call for long life. We call for long life. We call for long life and health, peace and joy, happiness and contentment in the name of Jesus. Number three is faith. Do you have faith? Do you have confidence in God? Do you have confidence in God that what you're looking for, he has given it to you? Yes or no? Don't tell me. And don't even write yes. Oh God. Number four, glory be to God. Number four, glory be to God. Movement. You see, when you believe God and you accept that he is God and you have faith in that he is God, there will be a spiritual movement. There will be a spiritual movement in the spirit realm where the holy angels will command things under you, will command things around you to begin to shift like this. To shift. To shift. To shift. to shift step by step. Glory be to God. To shift around you. The people that must come into your life to open the door for you to get what you're looking for, they all will line up in the name of Jesus. The question is, do you believe that God is able? That is the question. Do you believe the whole thing start with belief? Do you believe that God is able? You know the songwriter, he is able, more than able, to accomplish all that concerns me today. He is able, more than able, to do what he said he would do. He is able, more than able, to do what he has promised to do. Glory be to God. The movement in the spirit means that God is going to rearrange things and bring the husband that you need, or the wife that you need, or the job that you need, or the house that you need, or the neighborhood that you need to move in, or the town you want to go and live in. The question is simple and straightforward. Do you believe? Oh my God. Next, glory be to God. I'm so excited. When you believe, the next level is you have authority. You see, God will only let you have what you have when you stand on your 2 feet. It is my authority to receive. It is my birthright. It is my inheritance to get this. Therefore, nobody can snatch it away from me. The job of the demons is to take what is not yours. They want to take your blessings away from you. Goliath showed up to make sure David doesn't get to the palace. That is the job of the demonic world. Saul did everything to make sure David doesn't become a king. But then Jonathan said, I know that you will be a king of Israel. And David took the authority that he believed that he has in God, and he stood on it and decreed and declared. Hey, Peter Pratt, oh my God, I was praying for you, Peter. I was praying for you and you are here. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You see, you have to have a spiritual authority to be able to impose over the demonic kingdom. And the secret is this. Without the spiritual authority that you believe that you have, given to you by the blood of Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, by the death and the cross and the resurrection, you are going to be defeated. One of the key reasons why demons beat people and failure and struggle is because of this number 5, authority. Let's look at number 6. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Receive. Do you receive? Are you receiving the instructions that God is giving you? Are you receiving the instructions that God is giving you? God is telling you to fast. Are you receiving it, or you are brushing it aside? I'm going to make a confession. God told me to buy a laptop for somebody. God said I should buy a laptop for somebody. And I said, okay, God, I will buy it. And then this evening, God said, I told you to buy the laptop 2-3 weeks ago. Go ahead. So now I am going to buy the laptop. You see, when God tell you, when God give you instructions and you don't receive it, you are going to lose your blessings. Oh my God. Father, I pray that everybody here will receive the spiritual authority that God has given them, and they will stand upon that and launch forth into the deep. When you receive the authority that has been transferred unto you, that I am the Son of God, we are the seed of Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham. Glory be to God. We are the seed of Abraham. We are part of the commonwealth of nations. Under what? The glory and the power of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says Abraham is our forefather. Isaac is our forefather. Jacob is our forefather. And because Jesus Christ died on the cross, he reconverted us, forgave us our sins, cleansed us from all unrighteousness. He went on the cross to die, and then he came out of death. And he said, I will send you the comforter, Who is the comforter? The Holy Spirit. Now, do you receive the Holy Spirit as the comforter over your life? Yes or no? Yes or no? Yes or no? Let's see. Yes, Peter, you know what I mean, right? Yes or no? You see, you're a Christian, but you don't receive. You don't receive. You're wandering all over the whole place. The reason why your prayers don't get answered is not because you are the worst sinner. No. It's because, number six, are you receiving the Holy Spirit as the Spirit of truth, as the Spirit that will go ahead of you, as the holy hand of God directing your life? Receive the Holy Spirit, somebody. Jamie, receive the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you in every way possible. In the name of Jesus, your breakthrough is here, says the Lord. Peter, your breakthrough is here, says the Lord. Your breakthrough is here, says the Lord. Jamie, your breakthrough is here, says the Lord. For you shall accept and agree and go along with what I've decreed unto you, says the Lord. Then you shall have it. Yes. Melissa, God bless you for sharing. God bless you. God bless you for sharing. Father, I lay Mona Lisa in your hands in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you to remember her. Wherever she's coming from, you know it, oh God. Let the anointing of the Holy Spirit break every yoke surrounding Mona Lisa's life. And let the glory of your power and your might break every yoke. Yeah, Peter, receive it in the name of Jesus. Number seven. Glory be to God. Somebody, go back and listen to today's divine alignment. Divine alignment. You got to align your life according to the way of God. You can't do things anyhow. God tell you to stay here, but you are here. God say, go to this church, and you're running to that man of God across the road. You are missing the line because every movement in the spirit comes with alignment. Alignment means going straight. Agree. Let your life be in divine order. Glory be to God. Yes. In the name of Jesus. You are all over the place. You want a husband, but you are not waiting for God. You're having sex everywhere. You're wasting your time. That man will abuse your body. Stay put. Pray. Believe. Accept. Move by faith. And your spirit will align with what God is saying. You need a better job than where you are. Align your faith with God. Father, I'm trusting in you. Father, I'm trusting in you that you will guide me, you will direct me, you will lead me. Send me to the right company. Send me to the right director of care. Send me to the owner of the business. Open a floodgate and let me meet the person who is my ideal wife, my ideal customer, my ideal husband. In the name of Jesus. Divine alignment. Number eight. Glory be to God. Witness. Do you feel in your spirit that the Lord has heard your prayers? Or your heart is covered up with doubt? One of the killer of many people's prayers is doubt. You pray. You don't believe. You pray. And then you doubt. When you doubt God, your prayers will not be answered. So the thing that you are calling forth in will not come to pass. Oh my God. Father, I pray and I lift everybody here in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking Holy Spirit, let your anointing break the yoke over this person's life in the name of Jesus. And let the anointing of the Holy Spirit break the yoke of darkness. And let your spirit witness that you are God. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. Oh, you are God all by yourself. You cause times and seasons in your hands. You call for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are. For For you have spoken and called me your own. God has already called you his own. Do you have a witness in your spirit, or you are chasing the wind? Most of the time, we are all running over the whole place. Oh, this man will help me. This business will help me. We leave church behind, and then we go after all of these things. Listen, you're wasting your time. Oh my God. You're wasting your time. Signs and wonders are happening in the realm of the spirit. And it's not too hard. You don't need to change pastors. You don't need to run from church to church, from prophet to prophet. No, you're wasting your time. Thank you, Pete. Listen. Oh, Father, I give you praise. Father, I give you glory. I give you honor and adoration. You see, I cannot believe for you. One of the problems is this. I cannot believe for you. I cannot have faith for you. Number 9, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Decree. You see, when you are calling for those things as though they are not, then you come here and you decree as a soldier. You decree as a commander. You decree as a son of God. You decree as a daughter of Zion. You decree as a woman of God. You decree that the blood of Jesus washes you. The power of the Holy Spirit go through you. Oh my God, I'm charged up. Glory be to God. Father, I give you praise. Holy Spirit, I give you praise. Holy Spirit, I give you praise. Holy Spirit, I give you praise. Father, I lift everybody here tonight in your hands. And I decree divine order. I decree divine order. I decree divine order. I decree, somebody say amen. I decree divine order. I decree divine order. I decree divine order. In the name of Jesus. And lastly, the last one is this. Prophetic. You become the prophet of your own life. You become the prophet of your own life. You become the prophet of your own life. Because you are not believing God, whatever you say with your mouth is going to come to pass. So when you doubt, when you speak negative, when you doubt, when you walk in weakness, you are going to see it will come to pass. The prophetic is a way of decreeing and calling forth the blessings of God. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord go forth. Go back to my YouTube channel and like it and share it and subscribe. God bless you. Bye for now. We will carry on. We'll carry on. We'll carry on. Bye now.